Benedicta is in Montvale, New Jersey. Good evening, Benedicta.
Hi.
Whoa, did you just wake up or... are you buried under mounds of Robin's clothing or something?
Were you just saying how you feel right now?
Hi. I'm sorry. We don't mean to, you know.
Oh, my word.
So what are you preparing for Lent, Benedicta?
This is going to be the toughest Lent of my life.
Why is that?
Because I'm away from home all by myself. And I feel like, you know, usually I have distractions. Now I'm going to be like, oh, my gosh, it's Lent. Oh, my gosh, it's Lent. When is Easter? Yeah, I've already started the countdown to Easter, even though Lent hasn't started. And for the fact that it's starting late this year, it's like, okay, can you get here so you can be over? So it is a strange one.
So are you saying that you are challenged enough by being away from home that you're not going to add something else that will be a challenge?
No idea what I'm going to give up. I was like listening to you guys. I'm like, okay, fine. Like Brett gave up meat. I've done that like every single year. I think now my body's used to it. Like come around time for Lent is like, okay, here we go.
It's like an annual bodily clock. Now, somebody I know, Brittany, who works over at DebustedHalo.com, she's giving up bread and cheese. That's a toughie.
Yeah, really tough.
What?
Yeah, bread and cheese. Yeah.
No bread.
Neither bread nor cheese.
No bread and cheese. Yeah. That's what she's going to
do. Oh, man.
You can do it?
No way. Not a chance.
That would be my kryptonite.
Matt,
sandwiches.
Matt loves sandwiches.
I would quit the job before I had to give up bread.
And Catholicism? I would quit the job.
Sorry, Jesus.
All right, Benedicta. Now, did you call with a question, perhaps?
Yes, I did. All right. Someone told me that Sundays do not count for Lent.
Oh!
So if you count the days of, like, if you count 40 days from Ash Wednesday.
Every year on Lent, Benedicta, I have to say, I'm glad that you called because this gives me an opportunity to climb right up here onto my soapbox.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. No.
Yeah. Benedicta, don't make it seem like he's getting mad at you. Somebody was going to call with this question eventually.
Somebody was. Oh, gosh. I've heard this, and here's the thing. There's a lot of reasons that people give for this let's take Sundays off thing from what we choose to give up for Lent. Here is some of the rationale, if I may just present the other side.
Sure.
I've heard the excuse, I've heard the rationalization.
Reason.
That Benedicta was given by someone else who knows her, that, you know, the Sundays in Lent don't really count as Lent. That's what they say. Because if you count up the 40 days, then it doesn't equal out to 40 unless you leave out the Sundays. It's malarkey.
Wow.
It's balagna.
You can't just say it's malarkey, though. Come on.
I know, but I need to be on the soapbox first.
Okay.
And express my passion on this topic.
You can't be on a soapbox without saying words like malarkey.
I feel like Jesus turning over the tables in the temple. What's going on with you people?
Malarkey.
Malarkey. Not only does the math not work, and yes, I am talking about math. If you actually break out your calendar and you go from Ash Wednesday either to Easter Sunday or to the beginning of the Easter season, which is Holy Thursday evening, even if you take out the Sundays, it's still not exactly 40 days. We have to always remind ourselves that 40 is a symbolic number, people. Symbolic.
He's slapping us. That was that noise right there. Just me, really.
So no way are we going to get to exactly 40. In fact, during the history of Lent, at one time, Lent used to start. And in fact, we were having dinner with someone today from the Eastern tradition, Greek Orthodox, and she was saying their Lent starts on a Monday. Well, Lent didn't always used to start just with weeks. Just like we count all the other weeks in the church year, all the other seasons, usually are based on Sundays. So it used to start on a Sunday. But then somebody came up with the idea of a fast day, like a bit like we have on Ash Wednesday, to begin the season of Lent. That wasn't always part of it. It used to be just a retreat that would build up to Easter for those that were coming into the church. That was the origins of Lent. And it was kind of a six-week retreat preparing them. And then the rest of the church kind of said, hey, this is kind of cool. We'd like to do a retreat every year, so we should join in. And gradually it grew into the season that we know of Lent. And so later was added this day that kicks off Lent of more strict fast and abstinence than we have for the rest of the time. But since Lent was already beginning on a Sunday, somebody said, well, rightly so, I think it was the Pope even, said, you know, we can't really start a fast day on a Sunday, because you don't fast on a Sunday. Sunday is always the Lord's Day. It's always a day of feast of sorts. This is the other reason, Benedicta, that many people will say that, well, whatever you're giving up for Lent, that's a fast, and you can't fast on a feast day. In fact, even Jesus, they'll point to the Gospels, where people come up to his disciples and say, how come your disciples don't fast? And he says, the bridegroom is with them. And that's what we believe about the Lord's Day. You know, Jesus is with us all the time, of course, but that is a day that we do not fast. However, on my soapbox.
Malarkey.
This again is malarkey.
Scripture.
It is Balogna.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
That's what it is, Robin. Because we are the thing that we choose to sacrifice or to challenge ourselves during Lent is not the same as a fast. We do not, as a community, the entire community of the church, decide that our two fast days, which, remember, earlier in the show, we guessed on the two fast days that we have during Lent, those are Good Friday and Ash Wednesday. We intentionally don't do those on a Sunday. But to say that those six Sundays are somehow out of the season of Lent does not make sense. For one thing, because of what the Sundays are called. Let's just take a wild guess. You don't need to be a Catholic theologian to guess this. Bretzadel.
I am no Catholic theologian.
The first Sunday that occurs after Lent has begun is called what?
The first Sunday of Lent.
The first Sunday of Lent. Thank you very much. Bretzadel just proved my point.
Wicked smart.
It is not the first Sunday that's not really a part of Lent.
If I can get it, anyone can
understand. It's the first Sunday of Lent, people. It's still Lent. Here's another example to back up my point.
Which I'm sure we'll do plenty of, going by the tone of your voice.
I'm just doing a little like Rush Mr. Limbaugh or Mad
no,
Dog
it's
Radio.
Great.
I'm
trying it's to great.
Do. Yeah, okay.
I'm getting all worked up over here.
One of the things that, as an entire community, we abstain from, i.e., fast from, during Lent is singing or saying the Alleluia during Mass. We do that for the entire season. One of the reasons, and it's the same concept of all of our, quote, fasting and feasting, that when we kind of deprive ourselves or something or do without, then we miss it. And when it returns, it is all the more joyful for us. So when we sing Alleluia as the beginning of the Easter Triduum on Holy Thursday, that Alleluia sounds a lot sweeter to us and more joyful to us than it would had we been saying it for the last 6 weeks. We abstain from that. But let's go back to this theory that the Sundays don't really count. We also don't sing Alleluia on Sunday. So that is a fasting of sorts that we do all throughout Lent that we continue on Sunday. So all this hullabaloo, malarkey, about you shouldn't have the thing that you give up for Lent count on Sunday is just a bunch of loophole people.
Okay, but major question.
I haven't even gotten to the big one, but yeah, go ahead.
Wait, give up singing or just singing Hallelujah?
Just Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yeah, or even saying it. We don't even.
Okay, I just want to make sure we weren't giving up singing. Because Brett can have his swear jar, but I'm not doing a singing jar.
A jar.
I would be broke.
Some charity would be a millionaire here.
Not
Robin,
even
Robin decides.
Now, hold on, Father Dave. I have a further question.
All right.
Do you think this is also
you do have a question.
Hogwash?
Busted Halo has a question.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
It's not
that
only
really a real question.
It's not only malarkey.
Also hogwash?
It's also hogwash.
We're not okay with that. I'm not okay with that. I don't know if you are.
Apparently we're not.
Apparently not.
Not in this room.
Here's the loophole seekers. Here's my final argument, and then the defense will rest its case.
I bet not. Going with all this energy.
How hard is it to give up anything for 6 days?
You sound like Seinfeld now. I mean, how hard is it?
I mean, why do they call it? When you're moving a couch and people say, easy, easy, they should say, difficult, difficult, very difficult.
Now that's malarkey.
Yeah, that's Seinfeld. So how hard is it to give something for 6 days? And I'm not talking about something that someone is genuinely addicted to. I'm not belittling people that would even go through withdrawals after a day or so if somebody really has a serious, you know, physical addiction to something. But anything else, I mean, when you're talking about giving up something for Lent, we're talking about giving up for Lent, not giving up for 6 days and then having as much as you want on Sunday. And then, I guess I better get back to giving this up for another 6 days. Jesus went into the desert. He fasted for 40 days and he was hungry. He did not come out every 6 days, have In-N-Out Burger, and then go back into the desert and go, okay, let me get back to this fasting now, Lord.
Although, in his defense, they didn't have In-N-Out Burger right there off the side of the desert.
Well, okay, and that is defense. Objection sustained.
The Bible would have been a little different.
Objection sustained on that
On the seventh day, he had a double-double.
Right.
Why God created fat.
That's about right. Make a double-double. Yeah.
So, for instance, even if we look at the concept of Sabbath, where obviously our, you know, the cycle that we have, the reason why some people would use the argument that, well, Sunday, you can't do the giving up, is the same thing with the cycle of Sabbath, that, you know, God commands, and many Jews even today still observe, very observant Jews will say, you don't work, and that doesn't just mean your job, it means anything that is kind of, you know, functioning, working, even pressing elevator buttons, but God doesn't tell us not to do good on the Sabbath. Certainly Jesus said that. Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath? He doesn't prevent us from praying. He doesn't prevent us from being kind to others. So again, that cycle we can take, you know, too scrupulously and I mean, it's not even scrupulosity. It's just people looking for a loophole go, well, the Sundays don't really count, so you can do whatever you want on Sunday. Malarkey!
Hogwash!
Like, for instance, some people give up. So, like, for instance, Brett, what you have
people
just shared.
Give me up?
Some people give up Brett for Lent.
I'm going to give up Busted Halo show for Brett.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to give up Brett. I'd
see
love to do that.
That
would be tough.
I don't want to break my promise, not even on Sunday. So I'll be back. Brett, how many days? 40 days.
40 days.
Starting. Mm-hmm. When's Lent over?
Easter.
Okay,
Brett what you have shared with us, Brett, is that you are giving up swearing. Now, many people do choose something like that, something that's a vice, something that is unkind. Maybe they give up gossiping or something like that.
Whoa.
Does it make sense in this little concept of, oh, we can't do that on Sunday, that on the Lord's Day, we would go back to swearing for a day?
No.
We would go back to gossiping for a day? Of course that doesn't make sense.
Although, it is funny for me to picture that as soon as it turns into Sunday, I just start swearing my face off. Not in terms of the Lord, but just, that's it. And then as soon as midnight hits again, I'm like, oh, I'm
so
pious.
So, I believe that based on all of these arguments that I've presented, I mean, I should answer Benedicta's question, which, by the way, is still there, Benedicta?
Yeah, I am.
Benedicta almost gave up listening to you.
I should answer your question and say that even though there are many Catholics who would say this, there is not any sort of official, you can't find this in the catechism, there's no papal encyclical that says take Sundays off from whatever you give up. There's also, actually, the converse of that, is there's no papal encyclical that says you have to give something up for Lent. This is all tradition and custom. And so these are the things that kind of creep in. So no, there's no official teaching, and I'm sure you'll hear some people argue some points on the other side, and you'll hear from some other Catholics, yes, yes, we gotta not do it on Sunday because that's wrong to be fasting. But again, even just that last example, if I had given you no other evidence other than the fact that if what somebody has chosen to give up is something that's genuinely bad for themselves or others, how can it make sense to do that thing on the day that we're supposed to be celebrating and praising the Lord? Just doesn't make sense at all to me. So
wrong. Very wrong.
There you go. That's the summing up of my case that I presented before the jury. Let's go to the foreperson of the jury, Benedicta from Montvale, New Jersey. How do you find...
Well, my argument has always been that, I don't know, I guess I'm going to be proved wrong right now.
Wait, the jury is now a witness for the defense now, I see.
I always say to people that 40 days starts on Ash Wednesday and ends on Palm Sunday, and it's actually exactly 40 days from Ash Wednesday to Palm Sunday, and then we start Holy Week from Palm Sunday to Easter. So that was, I always used to tell people that, like, if you count 40 days from Ash Wednesday, right, you get a Palm Sunday, and then you start Holy Week, and then it's done.
While that is true, Benedicta, Holy Week is still within Lent. So Holy Week is not a separate season. We start a new season the Thursday evening of Holy Week. So that's where the math thing kind of breaks down. And so we certainly do not, in any sense, I mean, I don't think anybody that thinks that they give stuff up for Lent, they're done before Palm Sunday. That Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of Holy Week, we're still supposed to be doing our giving up things for Lent. Quite frankly, by then, many people have already fallen off the horse. And unlike Brett, what's that?
You take it up another level.
You take it up another level. Well, exactly. Yeah, well, it's then, still Lent. If we're defining, you know, Lent the way the church does, and that with people with the counting, the Sundays and all that, if we're going strictly by how the church defines Lent, it begins on Ash Wednesday, so the beginning of the day on Ash Wednesday, and goes until the evening mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday. So even Thursday morning of Holy Week is still the season of Lent. We're still wearing purple. We're still... Lenten rules are still in effect. So therefore, yeah, that kind of counting that I've heard other people do, Benedict, I'm sure you didn't make that up, so we're not putting you on the stand. But people that have kind of come up with all these mathematical ways of counting, none of it washes, because Lent goes from Ash Wednesday to Holy Thursday, and that's not 40 no matter how you count it, even if you leave out the Sundays and whatnot. So
yes. It's malarkey.
That's what I'm going to go with. Or what was your one, Brett? Hogwash.
Hogwash.
Hogwash. All right. So Benedicta, whatever you give up, you got to hang in there. If you're on my team, you got to hang in there. Are you on my team?
Apparently, she didn't at the end. She stopped laughing at us.
I thought the line got cut off for a second. I was like, oh, he cut me off. Oh, no.
That's funny that you thought the line got cut by you stopping laughing. You freaked yourself
out
on
that.
She's going crazy.
Oh, take Sundays off.
One last thing. Yes. My birthday always falls in Lent, and it's going to fall in Lent until I turn 80. Can I have my birthday
also
Lent?
What do you mean until you turn 80? You've looked at the calendar all the way until 80?
Yes, I have.
What? How long does that? Isn't that like a year of your life just looking that up?
That's a fun thing.
No, you can Google it. You can go to Google and you can find it, and it's always in Lent. Sometimes it's even Good Friday itself. Like, come on.
Wow, don't That's play with my Google. Fun. My goodness. You're just constantly spending time researching things like that. So your birthday is going to fall during Lent until you're 80.
Until I'm 80.
So I guess the rotation of the stars is going to change or something.
I want you to call in on your 80th birthday.
Brett will answer the phone still.
I'll be here.
Hello.
Benedicta, is that you?
So I see where you're going with this, Benedicta. Can you take your birthday off? Is you're gonna ask?
Yeah,
that?
I can have a party, have some meat, chocolate.
Yeah, a week after Easter, sure.
You can have a party.
You can have meat dipping chocolate if you're 80. Come on.
Unless you gave up parties for Lent. I mean, yeah, you can have a party.
Don't do that.
All right. Yeah, some people ask about the birthday. Some people ask about St. Patrick's Day, which always falls during Lent as well.
My birthday is always in Lent.
And your birthday is always in Lent. Even after you're 80, Brett?
Will I give up partying?
No. Will your birthday still fall in Lent?
Benedicta, can you look that up for me?
She's going to get on that.
March 24th. Help me out.
She's paying attention to the Bust of the Halo show right now. She doesn't have time to Google.
We'll celebrate together with chocolate dip steaks.